such as rent, utilities, telephone, et cetera. We have, as you know, we have 3 staff members, 2 full-time and 1 part-time. We fund the administration and manage the Kirkwood Farmers Market. We transfer more than $20,000 to the Parks Department to help beautify our downtown, including the flower planting program. We support the holiday lighting in downtown Kirkwood. We coordinate all the marketing activities for the special business district, including some of our popular special events such as the Halloween Walk, Holiday Walk. We're involved in the Route 66 Festival, Peach Festival, Sidewalk Sale, et cetera. And a new component to our plan is our Downtown Kirkwood Connector, which is our free e-cab service that helps move people around downtown Kirkwood, and we're thankful for the partnership with Kirkwood Electric that helps us bring that to the downtown area. I'd like to thank the City Council and the staff for their ongoing support to downtown Kirkwood, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Council questions. Councilmember Dewey, anything?
I don't have anything.
Councilmember Edmond?
No, thank you.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Oh, thank you.
Councilmember Ward? Councilmember Wirtz? No. Councilmember Litzo? Seeing no questions.
Donna, could you talk about the Connector e-cab? I mean, it seems wonderful, and I think it's just adorable with that big duck or a Christmas tree or whatever. And I see you've got some information here about ridership and all of that, but do you have actual numbers that indicate how it's going as far as the number of people, not just ages and when, you know?
Yes, I mean, we have more detailed reports that are available to us that I have that are actually tracked as far as ridership, and those numbers that you have are summaries of the reports that I have. I'd be happy to share that with you if you want to come by and visit with me. I could probably give you more information than you'd like to
could
have.
Email it to me.
I can email that to you.
I mean, it seems like a real positive thing, but I was just wondering, you know, and obviously you think it's positive too, but I can't tell, you know, if it's, how's it going? Like, a lot of people use it, you know, so that was just my main question. You can't say. Okay.
Like, no, I mean, I don't recall the exact numbers off the top of my head. I put a summary in there. Like I said, I can send you the specific documentation.
Okay, that'd be fine. Just email it to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
That was my only question. Thank you.
Do we have anyone wishing to speak on this?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Any further questions from council? All right, with that, this public hearing is closed, and this also will be on our new business agenda on March 7th. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll move on to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed.
Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
Yes, Your Honor. Patrick Richmond.
Yeah, I'm almost about as old as half you guys, though. And this is about the Greyhound service we had years ago. And I think I would like to see that thing come back, though. Because if you want to go on a trip, why go all the way downtown to get on the Greyhound bus to go west? It's stupid. There's a number of places that has space that can bring these big things, though. And if people are worried about people getting off the bus, so with the cost trouble, we don't have to worry because we got a superior police department that will arrest anyone who wants to cause trouble, though. So it's a pretty good system. So I think I want Greyhound to return to coming back here to Kirkwood, and if they want to look place, I gave Freddie a list of ideas where they can set up shop to sell tickets, and where they can pull the big buses into their lots.
Thank you, Patrick. We have anyone else wishing to speak? All right. We'll move on to our consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Consent agenda passes. Now we'll move on to the unfinished business, Bill 10718.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $520,000 from the Workers' Compensation Fund balance to multiple accounts.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10719.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, Chapter 14, Article 8, Section 14-393, Schedule C, No Parking Zones, by adding no parking on the west side of Heatherbrook Lane, approximately 70 feet from the intersection of Maybrook Lane and Heatherbrook Lane, directly in front of number 17 Heatherbrook Lane.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10720.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, Chapter 14, Article 8, Section 14-393, Schedule C, No Parking Zones, by adding no parking on the west side of Coulter Avenue, approximately 50 feet upon the approach to West Woodbine.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10721.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, Chapter 14, Article 8, Section 14-393, Schedule C, No Parking Zones, by adding no parking on the south side of the 10,900 block of Manchester Road between North Harrison and North Clay.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10722.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $13,680 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to account number 205-1201-429.75.05 for the Police Department.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10723.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $4,950 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to account numbers 205-1201-429.75.05 for the Police Department.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10724.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $47,300 from the Parks and Stormwater Fund balance to account number 302-2001-600.75.03, project number PR1903. Amending the contract with Pool Pros of St. Louis in the amount of $47,300 for a not-to-exceed amount of $88,300 for the Kirkwood Aquatic Center Kiddie Pool SCS mainline repair, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lutzow?
Yes.
Bill passes. Move on to new business, and item one has already been removed from the agenda. We'll move to item two, Bill 10726.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the provisions of the Municipal Code Appendix A, zoning, regarding the addition of a new permitted use category, multiple family dwellings in the B2 General Business District.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll make a few comments first, and just again as clarification, I know there was a site plan that was also discussed at the public hearing. Tonight's discussion is solely on the text amendment, because if the text amendment doesn't pass, the site plan would not even be considered. So we'll be talking about, you know, the text amendment. My comment on this is I think it's a great idea. I don't know who thought about it. We don't want to have everything in the B2 being mixed use. We don't want retail on every corner. So the idea of, allowing solely multifamily in areas not designated by our study as, you know, mandatory or recommended, I think is a good idea. So I think this is something that I'm definitely in favor of. So I wanted to throw that out. Other questions or comments, Councilmember Dewey?
No.
Okay. Councilmember Edmund?
I think it will be a helpful step in revitalizing downtown. We need population to support the businesses, and I think that it's possible that by eliminating the retail requirement on the first floor, we may get some smaller multifamily units, which people are interested in, and we might have a little more diversity of architecture. And I think that it would also give an opportunity to some somewhat senior housing, where people still want to be able to walk around downtown but are willing to downsize, or who want to actually downsize. So that's why I'm thinking that this could be a benefit to our downtown.
Yeah. Councilmember Zimmer, anything?
Yeah, I concur. I think this is a benefit, in the spirit of the DPZ study to, attract and get more residents downtown. So I think it's just another way to implement what we want to do.
Okay. Councilmember Ward, anything?
I want to say that Councilmember Edmonds said everything I needed to say.
Okay. Councilmember Ward, anything?
I do want to add that I think Kirkwood is in need of some more affordable housing options to not only, like Council Member Edmund said, reach senior citizens, but also kind of a younger generation. Multifamily dwelling is hopefully going to bring in that younger generation who's looking for somewhere to walk to businesses and to walk to work, and our B2 district kind of allows for all of that and allows for the increased density that multifamily dwellings bring as well. So I think this is a great idea.
Yeah. Council Member Litzo?
Well, generally, I don't oppose the idea. It kind of goes toward, filling in the gap of the missing middle. But I did have a question about, because it references the downtown master plan and parking studies framework plan. And I had talked to Jonathan and noted maybe some areas on the plan, the June 2018 revision, where we decided that Jefferson would be an A street. It currently doesn't show Jefferson as being mandatory or suggested retail or whatever at the moment. I would think that might be a street, East and West Jefferson, where we would want to have street level retail as part of it. Whereas the way it is right now, I don't think it would be required on that street. So my suggestion would be, as kind of as soon as possible, maybe to relook at the map that we are citing in this text change, code change, whatever, to make sure that, it's as current as possible and keeps in mind future development, perhaps around the Performing Arts Center, those kinds of things, so that certain areas will be either mandatory or suggested retail. But aside from that, and Jonathan did say amend the map rather than trying to write the code to fit whatever
Yeah.
That's a good question. And we made that amendment, you know, made Jefferson and A Street. How would we deal with that? Not just in this case, but in others where we've basically changed, you know, the plan.
So I would consult with our very wise city attorney, but I think the study itself was adopted by or supported by resolution. I think it would be probably wise to do a separate resolution if it's the consensus of the council to change that framework plan. It is referenced in other portions of our zoning code, so I think something that specific and important would be a good idea to do via resolution to revise that framework plan.
Is that the only thing we've basically changed at this point, is made Jefferson and A Street?
Yeah, yes, that's correct. And I believe that was done prior to the original passing. I'd have to look back on the order of that. I think it was in the work sessions leading up to the resolution.
Okay. Any comments? How would we do
I always
that?
Get concerned when Jonathan calls me very wise and make a comment.
So do we. No.
All right. Don't we all? No, I think Jonathan's point is well taken, that we do that by resolution.
Okay. All right. Do we have anyone wishing to speak on this? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going back to public hearing. I totally apologize. Any other questions or comments from the council? All in favor of first reading approval, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. Bill 10727.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance amending the provisions of the municipal I think I'm reading the wrong one here.
My bad. Sorry.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance changing the zoning from I-1 Light Industrial District to B-2 General Business District, Central Business District, on properties known as 212 South Taylor Avenue, approximately 1.4 acres, and a tract of land known as 210 East Monroe Avenue, 345 South Fillmore Avenue, approximately 8.75 acres, and directing such change in the zoning district map.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. All right, bill passes first reading. Bill 10728.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $115,600 from the general fund balance to the fire salaries account for the fire department.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. We have no consent agenda items. City Council reports. The only thing I want to report is that Russ and I talked the other day, and in the near future, we are going to schedule a public information meeting on the, you know, Better Together proposal for the Kirkwood citizens. So if we can just make a presentation on that, how it will affect Kirkwood, and give residents the opportunity to ask questions. We're looking at, you know, at least one, you know, late March, sometime in April. We'll look at some dates, but I just wanted people to know that we're going. I mean, that's something that we're going to do.
The only thing I would say is to aren't we supposed to turn in the things we're having signed
petition.
By the 15th?
They're shooting for that date. You know, we at the mayor's meeting last week, several cities are starting to do this. I think people wanted to wait until things kind of settled down and just see what it is. So it would be nice to do it before that date. You know, hopefully we can.
Get the petitions in by the 15th of April.
That would be nice, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other council comments? Not on that, on anything? No? All right. Seeing none, Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have no report at this time, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
Nothing to report, Mayor.
City Clerk report.
I have nothing to report.
Nobody wants to report tonight. All right. With that, next meeting of City Council is Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. This meeting is adjourned.